I'm just a mouthpiece. I'm just one in the crowd. But when more than one mouthpiece joins together in that wonderful spirit of praise, I don't know if you can begin to shut your eyes and envision in the spirit what kind of warfare that you're waging against the enemy. And as you begin to worship to God, I don't know if you can see the hand of God begin to push back the things that might be bothering you and all the things that might be trying to rage all around you. Those things just have to go when you speak the name of Jesus and you begin to worship in His name. Those things have to go away. Hallelujah. And you are a mouthpiece, but as those mouthpieces begin to cry out in one voice, those things have to begin to flee. Hallelujah. That's the power of worship. It's not in how great the words are wrote, and it's not in how great that the beat of the music is. It's how that it draws God's people together, so that when we do draw together in one mind and one accord by His Spirit, that it pushes back those things that would hinder us, so that we can draw closer and that the Word of God may be put into us. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
I'm excited to be here. I'm always excited, but it is what you make out of it. You ever heard that? Life is what you make of it? Every service is what you make of it. And I know I'm going to look silly. You know, you're going to get a wonderful message. I know that. I know that. I'm not afraid about that. But you know, my joy is in my hands, you see. And my happiness is in my hands. But I've been reading about the willingness of God's people. And it's not in me sitting back, Brandon, folding up and giving up. It's in me walking out with the leap of faith and believing God and trusting in Him. And I know I look silly, but it's in being willing to step out and feel the victory that's underneath your feet. The devil's underneath your feet. If he's above you, pushing you down, go ahead and worship. Get him off your back.
Yeah, praise the Lord.
Get him off your back.
Amen.
That's not his rightful seat. Not up here.
No, no.
Get him off of there.
Praise the Lord.
He's under your feet.
Yeah.
Come on, Jared. Bless the Lord.
Willingness goes a long way. Amen. Being willing to stand up in the middle of a storm and praise God when everything is going wrong speaks more to God than us saying, God, I'm in this storm and I need you to move, but I'm not willing to do a thing.
That's right.
Come on, Jared.
Now I have faith. Faith is objective trust to God. And I have trust in Him, but He needs the willingness of the heart. He needs the willingness of the people to step out and worship.
Amen.
Are you willing?
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
That's what I'm asking you. Are you willing?
Come on.
Well, my mind's kind of mixed up. Well, if we're mixed up, we need to rise up and let God cleanse all the things that's standing in our way. Why don't we just take a minute and just surrender ourselves to God right now? Can we do that? And if you're all right and in good shape, then it shouldn't bother you just to stand up and praise God for everybody else that needs help for a minute. Come on, just let's do a practiced exercise just for a minute. If you're willing to participate tonight, just to come together and to be able to push back all the things that's in your mind, just begin to shut your eyes right now. And all the things that's bothering you, just begin to let God have it. Just say, Lord, I came in here, God, to feel your presence. And Lord, I'm not going to sit here with this on my mind tonight. God, I came in to feel your peace. And God, I came in to feel your joy. And victory is out ahead of me. Lord, I speak in the name of Jesus, clear minds to your people. God, give them a drive. Give them the ability, Lord, to see that they have that willingness, God. Woo! I see, Lord. I believe it, God.
I don't see a church that's walking in the beach where there is life in God's Spirit. Where He is, there is life. Where God is, there is victory. Where He is, there is deliverance. Where God is, there is no defeat. If you choose to accept defeat, that's fine by me. But that's your choice. God has it freely for whosoever will. If you just be willing to stand up. God's made a way for you to have help tonight. And I don't know if they'll sing one or two more. But do something different tonight. Be willing to go and fellowship. Or be willing to stand up and do something different for a change. Shout to God like you never have before. Embarrass yourself for once. It's all right. I embarrass myself when I hop up and down. But I know that victory is in that for me. Generally, if it feels uncomfortable to you in your flesh, it's something you're being tested in. It's uncomfortable for me to get up and to minister like this. But God wants me to push out and to do it anyway. It might be uncomfortable for you to go and get somebody that God's putting on your heart just to bring up here and say, I don't know what your need is, but I'm believing that God's going to move something greatly for you. That might be uncomfortable for you, but it's not about you. It's about them and their need. It's not about me. When I stand up here and worship, it's about us coming together and feeling the victory of God. Do something different tonight. Make it a goal before you leave.
Amen.
To do something different for
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Don't let this door hit Praise you before you do something that you've never done
Praise
before
Lord.
Tonight.
Praise
You're acting kind of funny. Well, I feel God's Spirit in a different kind of way tonight. Because I feel like that there are some needs in here. And God's ready to move. But He needs the church to be willing. Are we willing? Then we need to put our blinders on, put our hand to the plow, and go on. Quit worrying about offending people. Quit worrying about whose hand that you grab. Just go on. Do the work. God will bless you.
Praise the Lord.
It's not about me. That's what God was showing me in what I was reading today. It's not about me.
No.
I was reading about the different kinds of love. Can I say this and I'll get out of the way? Different kinds of love that we encounter in this walk of life. There's a kind of love that we refer to as friendship, which is the basis that we have that is a relationship between one and another. And another kind of love that we have, the one that that you would call is erotic, the one that is one, a connection between a husband and a wife. That's an even greater, stronger drawing love. And then I thought about the love that I really want to get to quickly right now. It's called agape love. A-G-A-P-E. Read about it.
Amen. Come on. Come on.
The kind of love that I'm talking about is a love that cares about the wellness and well-being of more than you. You see, all the other loves that I read about was self-centered. All the other loves that I was reading about is what's in it for me. But the love of God that dwells within us has to be a love that looks to the well-being of others. Derek, I should be concerned if you're okay or not. I should be worried and seeking God for if you're all right and if you're in good standing and if I need to come to you. And if we're not doing that, we've got to get in better shape with God.
Praise the Lord.
A greater love hath no man than this, than a man laying his life down for his friends.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Do something different tonight.
Praise the Lord.
Challenge yourself. Get out of your comfort zone.
Praise the Lord.
Step
Praise
out and do something different.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise
might be walking. It might be running. It might be just going and hugging, fellowshipping. Might be worshiping in a different way. But it's not about me or doing it for me.
No.
I feel like that God's speaking this through me right now.
Praise the Lord.
God's looking for a church
that
has a willingness. All the great and mighty things that we read about that inspire us for things that a little bit differently. When he went and got smooth stones out of the river, that was a little bit different than what they were used to, right?
Yeah.
They would have expected him to put the armor on and to get the weapons that they thought would have done the job.
It's in
being willing to listen to God and do what he has you to do. Right?
Amen.
Bless God.
About me. It's not about me. It's about my concern for the well-being of you.
Yes, praise the Lord.
I'm about to do all the things I need to for the well-being of you. God will take care of me.
Yeah, praise the Lord. Yes, he will.
I'm worried about all the things I need for God. If I just do my part, I know that God will supply my needs.
Yeah, he will.
Get so fed up because he won't do A, B, and C, then I won't do 1, 2, and 3 for God. People need me to do that. Worship the Lord. They need to see you step out and obey God. They need to feel and bear witness to the Spirit that dwells within you. I just had to do that, and I just had to let you know that I'm going to be doing different things, and I'm stepping out and wanting to go deeper. I'm not satisfied with walking up to a dry well and only getting a few little drops from the bottom. I want a little bit of a deeper walk with God. I want to feel a greater anointing, and you never get there unless you're seeking God in a deeper way, willing to go out into the trenches where you might have a little fear, but you got to go and feel and go out even when you don't understand. Don't be afraid tonight. Do something different.
Praise the Lord.
Woo!
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Come on, church. Ain't no chains on the pews. Come on. Have some compassion, and God will reward you for your service.